You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. Wanda's freaking out back there, trying to do her Facebook Live with those funky eyeglasses she got on back there. You look like a welder back there, Wanda. I'm telling you. Hey, everybody, I'm Wanda's Facebook feed. Well, we've got Larry's in holding. Can you pipe Larry's in, Wanda? No, you can't. I see him on the line. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going fine, but Wanda discovered Facebook Live, and she's got these wild glasses on. She's blowing my concentration. I guess I'm going to have to depend on you to deliver a good segment today. You think you're up for it?
I'll do my best.
Oh, you're terrific. Yeah. You're terrific. So, Larry, listen, tell me what's going on today. You know, it's the end of the year. It's December. Everybody is on TV blasting away. It's the end of the year, blah, blah, blah. You've got all these nameplates that you work with. Who's giving deals, Larry, besides you, of course?
Well, it is December, so everybody's giving deals.
Okay.
You know, it's a great time of year to buy a car. I mean, not that there is any time of year that isn't great to buy a car. You know, any day you buy a car is a good day by me.
I think so.
You know, this month in particular, manufacturers tend to get very aggressive on their leasing programs and their incentives to do what they can to try and make deals happen.
Now, Larry, it's the end of the year. We've got deals happening. We've also got the new model year coming out. It rolls out, I guess, differently for different nameplates. What's one new exciting thing you've got coming in the first quarter of 2017?
In the first quarter of 2017, well, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm breaking your chops today. I don't know why I've got this in me today.
I was going to say, come on, where are my softballs, Jim?
Okay,
come
here. On. Okay, Larry, I'll make it the entire year. What are you excited about? What's coming into the showroom? What are we waiting on? I know you had the brand new SUV from BMW really lit it up this year. What do you got coming in next year that's making the boys talk on the lot? And
well,
the ladies.
We've got the replacement. We've got the replacement for the Land Rover LR4, which will be called the Discovery.
Okay.
Going back to its old name.
Good.
Seven-seater, very nicely equipped. It's going to be more fuel efficient. It's going to have a really cool system where you can actually fold the car's seats up, fold them down without actually being in the car from your cell phone. So all sorts of really neat technology coming out there. We're also celebrating the opening of our first Audi store in Gainesville next month.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
Something for the first quarter of next year.
High five to the Gators.
Absolutely. And I'm really excited to, you know, be back in the Gainesville market and also be a part of the Audi brand.
Now, Larry, what's your favorite product within the Audi brand? I know I'm going to pin you down and you don't have to. Well, I'm going to make you tell me because they've got so many great cars. I watch their TV ads. It looks like they've got incredible technology. What's your favorite thing about the Audi nameplate since we're talking about them rolling out in Gainesville?
I love the Audi RS7. That's one of my favorite cars that they produce. It's this beautiful sedan with these sleek lines, and it's just a monster of a vehicle. Horsepower, the way it sounds, it's really the total package for me. If you're looking for a sedan that's you know, something that can get the kids to school but also blow the doors off of anything that feels like trying to pass you. So for me, that's my number one with the brand, but they also have some other great products. I mean, they're really coming out with a whole new spectrum of vehicles, a lot of new replacements, and you're going to see more electrification as well. So, you know, this is a really exciting time for us.
You know, Larry, you're entering the Gainesville market, and, you know, Gainesville is a place where people go for school and they go for sports. And since I've now mentioned sports, let's turn the page a little. Last time you were on the show, it was about a month ago. The Dolphins were getting in the early part of their winning streak. Now, you know, it looks like they, with a couple of breaks, may actually do some damage this year. How's it been going to the games? Because I know you're a big fan. You sit on the 50 with all your buddies in that fancy suite. And so, how's the feeling been up there as a big Dolphin fan? What are you thinking?
We're always optimistic, sometimes more surprised than anything else. We go into every season with really high hopes. I know I do. Just in this particular season, though, I'm a bit nervous that we're going to do what we do most seasons, and that's, you know, just be good enough to get a bad draft pick.
Yeah. Well, look at it this way. Hopefully the guys buying the groceries will get us to the promised land next year that they're building this year. I think Tannehill looks good when his guys are in front of him or playing good. And so that's something that's, I think, exciting. If they keep their continuity, I think that's always important in sports. And I'm really excited to see what the Miami Heat do with their new redesign also. I'm hoping that they'll work out on that too. Well, you know, they got a lot of assets.
I know they've got some injuries. It's an off season. I love going to the Heat games. I love watching the Heat games. I'm a big fan. I'm curious to see if they're going to do anything by the trade deadline. If they don't do anything by the trade deadline, you know, are they going to try and pick up some draft picks and go young this time as opposed to trading for established talent like we would normally do? You know, I know that's not really Riley's style to go with draft picks instead of established talent, but I trust Riley 1,000%. So.
Now we'll switch gears because I had lunch today with a couple of my friends at the Marlins, and we're working on some really great promotions with the Marlins next year, some community involvement stuff. So, Larry, I'm throwing it out there right now. Opening day, you're going to be there again for the third year?
Absolutely.
All right. High five. Now, I mentioned a little charity stuff. I know that you guys really get in the season. Tell me a little bit about how people can come and get charitable with Warren Henry and what you're doing for the kids.
So actually this Saturday we have a great event, which I know you've been to many times before, which is our Supercar Saturday up at Lamborghini Broward.
I will be there again.
And we're actually a collection site for Toys for Tots. Beyond what we're trying to do from within the company with our employees and our staff to try and get as many toys collected as possible, we do encourage any of our customers or any visitors that come by that would like to donate to Toys for Tots. You know, it's certainly the right time of year to be doing it. And, you know, whatever we can do for the kids, we want to go out of our way to make sure we do. So I know as a company, we're going to have some really, really great numbers of toys collected this year. But anything we can get in regards to people who want to come by and drop a toy off at any of our locations, it's greatly appreciated.
Larry, I can tell you for a fact that Vivian and I talked last night. I gave her a couple of bucks. She's going out to the store. She's going to buy some toys for the tots. I'm going to bring them up there on Saturday. I'm going to make sure that we get together, get a nice group shot with everybody and collect and go social and encourage everybody because people, you know, look, we're very lucky. A lot of us probably don't even interface most times with the kids that need the toys. We're in our own world on Brickell or downtown or whatever, in our car, out of our car, drive past the person. But this is a time where we got to slow down. We got to open a window. We got to open our car door. We got to extend our hand and offer the people in our community a hand. And Larry, I want to thank you because you do that every time. Thanksgiving, the holiday season for Christmas and Hanukkah. I know you're big on Easter time and the first part of the year and the Wounded Warriors. Larry, I want to thank you so much for all of the charity work that you do. Now, if people want to get a hold of you, find out about your programs and the other things that you're doing, maybe watch a little of Larry's Ride, where do they find you?
Our website is always best at warrenhenryauto.com. That's going to have all of the charity events that we're trying to put together or who we're collecting for or trying to raise money. So that's warrenhenryauto.com again. Also, you know, we do have some great involvement with the Overtown Youth Center, and I'd certainly like to encourage any donations that can go towards Overtown Youth Center and the wonderful things that they've been doing over there because it's truly an incredible organization that I couldn't support enough.
Well, Larry, why don't we do this? Let's put a little onus on Peter. Make the guy do some work. Peter and Samantha, let them get us some links for the charities that you like, and we'll put them up on a special place on our website. So that's a throwdown to you and your marketing team. Get us some stuff. We'll help you publicize all your charitable links. And Larry, I want to tell you, thank you so much. It's holiday season. We love having you. We love being part of the Warren Henry family. And I'm going to come up and see you real soon. Maybe we'll get to one of them ball games up at the Dolphins' new Hard Rock Stadium.
That'd be great, Jim. That'd be great. Haven't seen you in a little bit. So this Saturday, you won't see me. I have to go to a different event. But I know the team always loves seeing you around, and we appreciate all the support that you've given us throughout the years as a friend, especially.
Listen, let me tell you, we're going to get mushy here for 1 second, but I love being a member of the Warren Henry family. Big hug out to Uncle Warren. We'll see your team on Saturday. We'll miss you, Larry, but we'll be thinking about you. Join me at the Warren Henry Lamborghini store up in Broward. Larry, what's the address, the location?
It's right off of 75 and Griffin.
All right. Well, listen, thanks, Larry Zinn, Warren Henry Automotive, GM, all his great brands. You'll hear me talking about them all in a second.